right now, workers whose jobs are at imminent risk as a result of the state government's move to privatise essential services here in Newcastle are calling on the Premier to meet with them when he visits the region on the 1st of December. And on the line now, I have the Hunter Workers Secretary, Daniel Wallace, to have a chat about it. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Dave.
Thanks for your time this morning.
Not a problem.
Now, what are some of your biggest concerns about the government's privatisation plans?
Well, the biggest concern straight away is the fact that the government hasn't begun the consultation with workers about what's actually occurring. If you look to the privatisation of public transport in Newcastle, which includes the buses, ferries and light rail, there's been talking since July with private operators about running the service, but they made the announcement in the media before talking to the workforce, and that's had a major impact on site.
Yeah, I bet it would, because it wouldn't be a nice way to find out, would it?
No, it's definitely not, and there's workers within the disability services as well that have been told that you will lose your job by 2018 as the services will be privatised, but going to work every day, knowing that you're not going to have a job in the future, it really is a burden on employees.
Yeah, wouldn't be very good for your morale, if nothing else. I mean, your self-esteem, it'd just be a shocking feeling, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And there was a lot of bus drivers that I'd spoke to and that spoke to the RTBU that said that they first heard about it by passengers hopping on the bus in the morning, which is just crazy in today's day and age.
Yeah. Have you been in contact with the Premier's office, and has there been any word as far as, have they said much to you about it at all?
Well, when the Minister for Transport, Andrew Constance, made the announcement down at the brewery in Newcastle, I went down and I spoke to him and I said enough was enough as far as doing media announcement on job losses in the region without talking to workers first. There's an opportunity with everything to sit down and talk to workers and at least explain your position. We understand that the government's got the right to govern, but we also understand that workers have the right to put their views forward about what they would see. And one of the disappointing things when it comes to buses and ferries is the fact that the public service won't get the opportunity to be judged on their best day's work against private providers.
Yeah, that's true. Is there any word if the Premier Mike Baird will address the crowd at the rally?
We haven't had any word yet. I know that the member for Newcastle, Tim Crackenthorpe, has written to the Premier and requested that they meet with workers on the day that would be affected. But we also know that under any scenario, whether it be on that day or the weeks leading up to it or the weeks past, that we're happy to facilitate meetings with workers to talk about the issues and also to talk about why public service of our transport is so important for the region. When you think about it, we've had the mining industry, the steel industry, all these types of things that have built up enough revenue in state coffers to provide a really good public service for the region. We don't want to see that transfer over to the private sector and not have the ability to have input into where those services are currently ran. We did talk to the transport, New South Wales Transport, and what they said was that there's no guarantee at this stage that the current service levels will be provided. So we really don't know whether a bus in the future will run down the current streets that it does.
Yeah, because obviously... Sorry, go on.
And yeah, that's a concern because it's so important for not only workers going to work each day, but also just the elderly in our community and the most vulnerable people with a disability. I've heard reports in Sydney with some private operators that they'll just simply miss bus stops to keep timetables, and we need to make sure that doesn't happen here in this region.
Yeah, because that's the thing once they do privatise things, isn't it? The first thing that they do is try to cut costs because they've usually paid X amount of dollars for whatever the service might be, whether it be a bus service or whether it be a hospitalised service or something like that. And so the first thing they do is cut workers or cut employees or cut some sort of thing to get, return on their expenditure sort of thing. One gets the impression that this particular government loves privatisation.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I was jokingly saying to someone the other day when the application goes in for the Newcastle show day, the Premier would be asking what's actually left to show in the region. We've privatised the port, the power stations, the disability services, buses and ferries, and then we've even opened up and privatised the public holiday with Boxing Day and allowing it to be open for retailers in the region.
Yeah. I mean, getting to the point, can't help but feel that like the government is trying to wipe its hands of virtually every service or industry as possible and just get it all privatised so it's off there, like they don't have to worry about it basically. And like leading up to Christmas, these things, it just seems to me all these sort of announcements or all these sort of things seem to happen prior to Christmas. And here in Newcastle, I believe there's over 5,000 workers that it could affect if they do the privatisation in this particular scenario.
Yeah, we've got around 3,500 in disability services, another 350 when it comes to our buses and our ferries. In reality, the buses and ferries wouldn't have came up for privatisation on their own. It was the failure of the government to be able to attract any investment in the light rail, and they've looked to package it up. And you can understand why a private company would like to look at buses, ferries, where they've got a geographical monopoly from Newcastle, running services all the way through to Swansea. There's 341,000 people that live within 25 kilometres of the East Coast, and we believe that their position is that they want public transport in the region, they want consultation, and they want to make sure that the government listens to the views of the Hunter. He went to an election saying that he would consult with the community, but at this stage it's only been announcements and very little consultation with the community, similar to what's happened with the amalgamations of the councils. It's fine to talk to councils, but you've got to talk to the community and find out what they want. At the end of the day, it's their taxpayers. Well, tax dollars that go towards it all.
That's exactly right. I was only just thinking myself a moment ago, I thought that's what we paid taxes for all these services that the government's supposed to provide.
Yeah, well, it also it rotates as well. You pay to hop on a bus. The money goes back to the state government.
Yeah.
The state government provides the services, and there's no leakage, I guess. And when you look to privatisation, there's a leakage of profit that goes out of that sector. And we've seen it with the privatisation of hospitals on the North Shore. There was nearly $300 million that was removed out of the health budget. It was returned in profits over the next few years to the provider. So it's a big issue, and that's one that we're prepared to fight for on December 1 when the Premier goes to the Property Council lunch at Town Hall. We'll have a rally across the road with the opportunity to talk to the community about it, get some feedback, and hopefully the Premier will come over and address workers and that there.
So the rally's at Civic Park, 12 p.m. on December the 1st.
Yeah, that's right. It's a Tuesday. Yesterday we printed around 11,500 flyers, so we've got another campaign meeting today. We've got community groups and workers coming in to meet with us to pick up some flyers, and we'll be starting to get them around today.